Poor girl. Look at her. Pregnant.
With a baby she doesn't want and about to be divorced.
Because her husband's had an affair.
And putting on her makeup.
To attend her father's funeral. She looks so sad.
Yes, I wonder why that is.
I don't know.
You really don't, do you? Ignorance is bliss, they reckon. You must be bloody ecstatic.
The Goldfish Bowl by Sean Prendergast. Episode 8.
The car's here, love.
How do I look?
Very dignified.
Right. Goodbye, Anton. Goodbye, Liam.
Bye, Susan! Have a nice funeral!
I couldn't hack it in the outside world. In here, life is, for the most part, peace and gentle tranquility.
Well, it is for you. You're a brain-dead simpleton with all the emotional depth of a fig roll.
What do you mean? I feel everything very deeply.
No, Liam. You don't feel anything deeply because you care about everything.
You've lost me.
It's simple, my little bescaled buffoon. If everything moves you, that means nothing really moves you. Grief and happiness should be relative.
I haven't got any relatives.
Look, I'm talking about a sense of proportion. You can't go through life bursting into tears at the drop of a hat.
Somebody dropped a hat? When?
No, Liam.
That's terrible. Whose hat? Was it a badly hurt hat?
Liam.
Is it in the hat hospital? What is it? A bruised brim? Something like that?
No, it wasn't hurt because nobody actually dropped a hat.
You mean the hat just fell over by itself? But that's even worse.
It's a non-existent hat.
You mean it's extinct? All the hats are dead. Oh, no, they're dead. They're all dead. No,
don't cry. Don't cry. There is no hat. Oh, I wish I'd never started. This is typical of you. You burst into floods if I move a piece of gravel.
You leave that gravel alone, please. I can't stand it. Don't start on the gravel.
You fell into a six-day depression when I broke the news to you that the Teletubbies were actors in suits.
They're not. They're not. You're making it all up. Oh, God.
I shudder to think what you're going to do when you find out about Santa Claus.
Santa Claus? What about him?
Oh, nothing. Forget it.
Forget it? How can I forget it? What's wrong with him? What's wrong with Santa Claus?
Nothing. Calm down.
What have you done to Santa Claus? What have you done to him? What have you done to Santa Claus?
You're joking me.
Tell me. You've got to tell me. What's happened to Santa Claus?
Well...
Come on, tell me, or I'll beat it out of you.
He
what? He what?
He dropped his hat.
Santa dropped his hat! Oh, God, no! Oh, God!
I'll kill us, stupid old bat!
Calm down, love.
Calm down? My dad's funeral has just been turned into a bloody farce starring a half-pissed pensioner and her blind pickanees.
Look, you can't blame Aunt Maisie. She's just a bit unsteady on her feet.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised after 8 large gin and tonics and half a bottle of port. She was so drunk she didn't even notice she kicked the dog into the grave.
Look, you saved its life.
Yeah, but it was hardly the perfect send-off for my dad, having to haul him back out and stick him to one side while the vet climbed in to put the splints on.
Oh, you find it funny, do you?
I'm sorry, a bit.
Well, let's hope when it's your turn we can all have a good laugh, eh? And as far as I'm concerned, the sooner the bloody better.
That's charming, that is. Wishing her own husband an early death.
Well, look on the bright side.
The bright side of death? When you're dead, you're dead, that's it. That's why you have to embrace life. That's why you have to hug life, kiss life, grab life by the ears and stick your tongue down the throat of life. Because this is all there is, mate. Or at least in our philosophy. Different, of course, if you believe in reincarnation.
Reincar what?
Reincarnation. I mean, you may be just a goldfish now, but who knows, in a past life you could have been anyone. Well, anyone with a personal hygiene problem and the IQ of a biscuit tin.
Well, who would you have been?
In a past life? Oh, who knows? Sir Isaac Newton, Walter Raleigh, Napoleon, Kipling?
Well, there are certain similarities.
Really? You think so? Me and Isaac Newton?
You're both brilliant.
Sir Walter Raleigh?
Brave and courageous.
Napoleon and Kipling?
You short and you like cakes?
No! It's all superstitious rubbish. When you're dead, you're dead. Do not ask for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee.
What bell?
The metaphorical bell. The point I'm making is very simple. When the Grim Reaper comes, mate, he comes on business.
Who?
The Grim Reaper.
Who's he, then?
Death. The Grim Reaper. tall bloke, long cloak, scythe, bringing pain, disease and pestilence to a cinema near you.
He sounds a jolly sort.
Jolly? I wonder what he'd say if he heard you say that.
I'd say the sands of time have all but run out, and soon it'll be my pleasure to harvest your souls for all eternity.
It's him! It's him! Oh, no, it's him! It's him! The Grim Reaper!
Ah, morning, Mr. Reaper. Lovely day for it.
I am going to take you on an endless quest through the everlasting fields of eternity, where you shall wander lost in the meaningless melancholia of the Neverlife.
Are we off on a little trip, then?
What's that noise?
It's my pager. Excuse me, I can never find it in this bloody cloak.
Do you want me to hold your scythe?
Yeah, thanks.
Perhaps it's God, telling us you've got it wrong, that we're saved, we're saved! The almighty being in his infinite wisdom has decided to take pity on us poor humble sinners and granted us a stay of execution.
No, it's the wife. She's lost her keys.
Oh, we're not saved then?
No, but we might have to pop home first. Come with me.
Love, I feel such a fool about this. I could have sworn I had them when I left the house.
No problem.
Well, you better come in for a cup of tea now you're here. Sorry the place is a bit of a mess. You might have said you were bringing guests. How'd you do?
Liam, charmed to meet you.
Anton... A pleasure, I'm sure.
Oh, now you've met my husband, Death. Well, I'm Fate. Fate worse than Death, he likes to call me. Oh, and do put that side down, dear.
Sorry.
Constantly tripping over the bloody thing. I wouldn't care, only he never uses it. You should see the back garden, it's like a jungle out there. Always the same, isn't it?
You want to upgrade a bit, mate? Do you not fancy a hover mower? Or better still, one of those little tractor jobbies with a little bin on the back for the cuttings. Petrol-driven, 250cc, you can harvest a few souls on that.
Will you shut up? Don't remind him. With any luck, he'll forget about the whole thing.
I thought you said the end was inevitable.
Oh, well, I may have done.
That death was simply an inexorable part of the life process.
What I meant by that
something not to be shirked like a coward but faced like a fish.
I changed my mind. It was all rubbish.
Too late for that, I'm afraid.
What do you mean, too late? Surely not. We're still here. Why can't we just forget the whole thing? Say you got the wrong address.
It's too late because you're already dead.
Am I?
What?
On the day of the funeral, Susan closed the living room door and spent the next week in bed. Martin has now come round and has forced her to get up and take a bath. He's currently cleaning the kitchen, and when he's finished that, he'll go into the living room and discover your putrefying bodies floating listlessly in the dusty, neglected bowl.
Susan, I'm afraid it's the boys. They're gone.
Oh, Anton. Oh, Liam. I forgot all about them. Oh, no. Oh, I'm so sorry, boys. How could I do that? I really am a heartless, selfish bitch, aren't I?
Don't take it personally, love. They were just fish.
Just fish? They were living creatures, Martin. Anton's been with me since I was a student. That's longer than you have. Many nights I've cried myself to sleep talking to Anton. Then I met you and you had a fish, little Liam. And when we got together, they got together. All our hopes for the future, all our dreams. The very meaning of our life together was symbolised by Liam and Anton.
Right. I'd better flush them down the toilet then.
Isn't it marvellous? Flushed down the toilet.
Afraid so. It's the everlasting limbo of eternity for you two.
Condemned to oblivion with not a verse spoken, not a prayer whispered, not a tear shed. Nothing to mark our passing at all.
I could sing a song.
No, you could not.
Oh, go on. It's a nice idea.
I write them myself, you know.
Do you?
that's nice. My husband's quite a musical, aren't you, dear?
Well...
He was in a band.
So, who were your influences?
Tom Waits.
Anton's really the musical one. He used to play the recorder at school. He's very good.
Well, I wasn't bad at the time. Just green sleeves, that sort of thing, you know. And the theme tune to Zedcars.
Well, you can join in on this if you like. Go on, Anton. Don't be such a glum boots. It's only death and oblivion. It can't be as bad as all that. Give me a note. Give me another one. I'll take the first one.
Just like when the boxer pulls on his gloves, he knows there's a chance he may fall. Remember that it is better to have gloved and lost than never to have gloved at all. Both bows are meant to be picked, and eggs are meant to be cracked. Knife follows day in a sickening way, is a well-known timeless fact. So bear this in mind, cause I think you'll find us on the cookie of mortality you'll choke, that he who laughs last laughs the longest, for life is a poor old joke.
Just call me the Grim Rapper.
Come on, lift a bit. That's it.
Look, can I please open my eyes now?
All right, open your eyes. Da-da!
It's a goldfish bowl. We haven't got any goldfish.
We have now. I've just been down the pet shop.
Oh, no, I told you I didn't want to replace them.
I've been thinking about what you said. You're right. Look, we're not going to get divorced. We're going to have this baby. And you said those two fish represented everything we wanted.
Mm.
Two poor little sods stuck in the endless monotony of existence. They must really love each other.
Must they?
They must. There isn't any choice, is there?
Oh. Anton!
Liam? Liam, is that you?
Yes, it is, mate. It's me, mate. You see, I told you should believe in reincarnation.
But we've come back as us.
How fantastic!
What's fantastic about it?
I feel a song coming on.
I feel a headache coming on.
And look, all Martin's things are back. They're together again, and they're going to have the baby. Fantastic! It's all had a wonderful, happy ending. A spingly-spangly, spingly-spangly, spingly-spangly ending. And there he is, Martin, look, picking up the phone. The proud father-to-be.
Hello, Melanie. Yeah, of course she fell for it. Now, look, I've talked to the solicitor. The house is in my name, and all her insurance policies are fully paid up. I've rigged a bomb, as well as cutting the brake cables. She won't feel a thing. And then we can all live happily ever after.
What a bastard!
They are humans. Forget nature, red in tooth and claw. If you want to see real savagery, greed and self-interest, look at mankind. Makes you sad for the world.
And proud to be a fish.
I wouldn't go that far.
Fancy a swim?
In the final episode of The Goldfish Bowl, you heard Hamish McColl as Anton and Sean Foley as Liam. Sean Prendergast was Martin and Sarah Parrish, Susan. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The Goldfish Bowl is written by Sean Prendergast and directed by Sally Avens.